Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in with the morning numbers from the CME Group in Chicago. We'll have some analysis as well. This morning we'll talk with Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana. That'll happen in just about 4 or 5 minutes. Let's check and see what the basis did in nationwide. On the cash side overnight, it was unchanged at 20 cents under the July futures contract for corn. The index was down 9 cents at $4.24 a bushel. The national average basis for soybeans up a penny at 29 cents over the August futures contract, and the index up 5 cents at $13.95 a bushel. If you're wondering just how much rainfall we've had in the area outside the Urbana-Champaign studios for the rainstorm, that it would be from the 22nd day of June, just about 2.4 inches of rain have fallen. The temperature outside now 70 degrees. In just a moment, we'll hear an update of the forecast with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. Busey is proud to reinvest in our communities, one project at a time, with financial guidance and support to volunteers and community leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
This morning's forecast for the U.S. has not changed greatly from that of the past couple of days. It still looks as though a good mix of rain and sunshine will impact most of the U.S. corn and soybean producing areas, and that will translate into a very good environment for crop evolution. We will see the crops continuing to work their way towards reproduction, and doing so, it will likely be a very good scenario. The crops will see aggressive development brought on by warm temperatures and favorable soil moisture as well as timely rainfall. Over this next 7 days, most of the Midwest will see rain at one time or another. A lot of areas will pick up on a half inch to an inch and a half of moisture over the 7 days coming up. There will be some potential for some heavier rainfall in pockets. It looks like right now today's forecast is probably favoring some of the heavier rains in the upper parts of the Midwest for the end of this week. Going into the weekend, there is a little colder pool of air that's on the charts today in the upper parts of the Midwest and portions of Canada's prairies for later this coming weekend into the early part of next week. Now, I realize there is a cool air mass already in place in some of that region this morning, but it is expected to be a fairly wimpy event and move off to the east without dropping any further south into the heart of the Midwest. Whereas the event that occurs later in this coming weekend and on into early next week promises to dig further south into the heart of the Midwest, and it should set off a little bit of a period of stronger thunderstorm activity just before the cooler and drier air moves into the region. As a result of that, we'll probably see the potential for some returning localized flooding as we get into the weekend or maybe even as early as late this week, but it isn't expected to last very long, and it will be followed by a short-term bout of drier and cooler conditions across parts of the Midwest. The end results of all this should still be beneficial for most of the crop development. One of the concerns out there across the Midwest today is over some of the soft wheat quality. Most of the crop is still in good shape, though, and it doesn't look like the rains that occur over the next several days are going to be frequent enough or significant enough to raise a real serious quality issue. However, there will be pockets that may be exceptional to that. In the meantime, hard red winter wheat country in Kansas and Oklahoma will see widespread rainfall today and tomorrow, and that will continue to put a lot of pressure on the wheat crop there for quality declines. Improving conditions will occur as slowly as we finish out this week and go into the weekend coming up for hard red winter wheat country. Most of the Midwest is expecting to see temperatures that are seasonable for the next full week. I think we'll see a lot of 80-degree high temperatures occurring. There'll be a few lower 90s that will occur periodically in the south and a few upper 70s that will occur in northern areas. Our low temperatures at night are expected to be mostly 50 and 60s across a big part of the region. Every once in a while, we'll see a few lower 70s in the southernmost parts of the region. And remember, now next week, there will be a little bit of a cool-off that will take place, and temperatures may come down a bit more notably across parts of the Midwest, but only for a few days, and we'll turn right around to warm things back up again. And when the warming comes later next week, we'll probably see the rains return to the region as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated for his daily updates of the growing region's weather forecast across the planet. Let's check the numbers in Chicago, where futures are down about 3 to 4 cents in the corn pit. Beans are off 10 to 11 cents for the day. The wheat down about 4 to 5 cents. Cattle futures are up 55 cents to a buck. Feeder cattle up $1.90. And the hogs are trading about $1.25 higher on the morning.
Support for this market report comes from Country Financial, providing generations of Central Illinois farmers with crop hail insurance programs for individual producers, immediate family member, or tenant-landlord relationships. More information is available from your local Country Financial representative or at country-crop.com.
Yesterday afternoon, the United States Department of Agriculture released the weekly crop progress report. It shows as of the 22nd day of June, 74% of the corn crop and 72% of the soybean crop are in good to excellent condition. Here now to take up those numbers and how it impacted the trade overnight and through the day this morning is Chuck Shelby at Risk Management Commodities. He's in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning to you, Chuck.
Good morning, Dodd. And when you look at those numbers, I guess it did go backwards a little bit, but maybe not as much as some of us might have thought when you get these excessive rains. But I think the longer-term impact of some of these heavy rains may be felt down the road. When you look at the plants may look pretty good right now, but how much nitrogen have they lost and what impact that would have when we start putting an ear on the plant? That's down the road and yet to be determined.
You know, there are some places that have had excessive rainfall. Those would be mostly in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt and central and southern Minnesota, that is, and central and northern Iowa. Here, we've got, about 2.5 inches over the last 3 days. And for the month, we're at six and a half, nearly 7 inches of rainfall. Things look awfully good in our part of the world. How about in Lafayette, Indiana?
I think when you go north of Lafayette, we've had some farmers up there that have had as much as 10 or 12 inches. So, again, that waterlogged area, there are isolated pockets even in parts of Illinois and Indiana. You go to the south, it's a little bit different story. You go down in the southern south of 70 in Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, kind of hurting for some rain down there. They haven't had much at all recently, just some light showers compared to some of those heavier amounts. So, kind of a mixed bag. There are areas that do need rain, and the further north you go, the excessive rainfall is happening.
The next big set of reports due out Monday, acreage and the grain stocks numbers. What do you think about acreage figures for the United States?
Well, I think on the corn side, we're pretty much in line with what we saw from the USDA earlier, somewhere just under 92. I think planting went, you know, pretty well, and guys got in what they wanted to. I think the market's reacting to that, and we're seeing a test at lows here. The surprise would be, I guess, if we shrunk acres up into the low towards 91. On the bean side, we think those acres have grown in beans and, you know, closer to 82. I think one thing when you look at the beans, it's going to be kind of interesting. The rainfall that we've seen certainly has, you know, drowned out more of the beans up north, and, you know, whether or not they're going to replant them, it's going to be pretty late. So the acres are probably going to be there next week. You know, how much damage has been done, that's yet to be seen as we go forward.
A couple of items out of the grain stocks numbers. The feed and residual figure will be the one many are watching, trying to figure out how much of an impact disease has had in the hog herd. That's PED, and whether it's really made a difference and whether those animals have been there to eat the corn or not.
Well, I think when you look at that number, we have fed to higher weights, and when you feed those hogs to higher weights, we have made up some of that gap. But when the USDA takes into account probably the numbers that have been lost, and that may be bigger number as we go forward, I think that number is probably going to be okay here because the real shortage of hogs or real supply cuts are going to get into this late summer months, early September. So I guess we look at that number as going to be a number that may not shrink as much as some of the trade feel. But as we go forward, I think that number may be impacted more as those hog numbers really shrink in August and September.
Your thoughts on the rest of the trade day today?
Well, we're checking out the lows here. I think that number is going to hold. I think, again, we had a little run-up earlier in the week, and as we go forward, we're going to see how many people want to get out of their positions. But I think there'll probably be some short covering again as we get before the report next week. So a weekday, try to find a bottom. I don't think there's any reason maybe to punch through to new lows.
All right. Thanks so much, Chuck.
Thank you, Todd.
Chuck Shelby is with Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana, joins us on this Wednesday morning to take a look at the market. Speaking of which, the numbers in Chicago are now trading the July contract in the corn pit down 3.5 cents at $4.41. September at $4.34 3/4, down 4 1/4. And December corn at $4.38, 4.5 cents lower. The March at $4.48 1/2, down 4 1/4. And May at $4.56 for next year, down 4 cents. July down a nickel at $4.61 3/4. July soybeans at $14.14, down 10 3/4. August at $13.55 1/2, a dime lower. September down 8 at $12.59 1/2, and November beans at $12.24, down 9 3/4. January, $12.30 3/4, 9 3/4 lower. And July of next year at $12.44 1/4, down 9 1/2 cents. July soybean meal at $4.51 60, down 4.20. July bean oil at $40.48. That currently trading 18 cents lower. The wheat futures are trading July at the soft red, down 5 1/4 at $5.74 1/2. And the hard red at $7.09, down a nickel for the day. Live cattle futures at $148.20 in the August, down $1.27 1/2. August feeders at $2.10, up $2.10. And lean hogs at $129.55, down $1.25. You, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us online at will.illinois.edu, our ag programming at willag.org.